Hello.
Hi, good afternoon. It's Charles Mead from Family First. Is it Biona?
Yes, this is it.
Alright, ma'am. I was just giving you a call because you are ready to work for one of our patients, Yuri Saldongro. Just so we know, she has told me that you have been already there with her, right?
Yes.
Okay. So as of today, I mean, you're active by today. So I imagine that as you have been there today all day, obviously you haven't had the chance to clock in and out. So for today, I'm sending you an email to bxm3@gmail.com. I guess that you may have already received it. It has the instructions.
Yes, I received it.
Perfect. It has all the instructions for you to clock in and out. And that way of seeing, there's a part that says below, like, time sheets. So for today's shift, fill the link that's in there. Fill the link as a form, and you submit it, and that will be the time sheet that counts to register your attendance for today, okay? So we can have
okay.
That on record. Second thing I wanted to address is that, I don't know, do you remember if Ms. Teresa has a landline?
I'm not sure if it's a landline or not.
Okay. So just to make sure, the methods for you to clock in and out are two of them. First one is her having a landline. You dial a number that I'm sending you on the text, and that way you clock in, press 1 to clock in, press 2 to clock out. It's very easy. You put some duties, on the list you can see them. At least three of them, it tells you everything in there. And that's the first part. But as a second option, you have the download an app on your phone, which is free to clock in and out only. And also you can have like keep track of your attendance over there. Everything is inside the email, so you follow, okay? I'll confirm with Ms. Teresa shortly to see if she has a landline, but if she doesn't, you have to install the app to start clocking in and out, okay?
Okay.
So third part, there are like some reminders. Be advised that we pay every Friday, and in this way of saying, we'll be a week over. So if today's your first day, you will see this week money next Friday, okay? So, and on and on and on, okay?
Okay.
And another thing is like whenever Ms. Teresa is admitted into the hospital, that's when the services must stop. You gotta notify the agency. In this case, it's my number. You can text me this line as well. During the time that she's admitted or in the ER, that's the time that we cannot pay because the insurance only pays one provider. And the patient may have any type of errands or may ask you to go with her to her appointments and stuff. In that case, that time also counts as work. But the main idea is that you have to clock in at her place and clock out at her place all the time, okay? And what happens
okay.
in between, that's fine. And if you need to calculate it because you're going to go earlier than expected to an appointment or something is needed, you just tell me, hey, run me today. I started at this time, so I'll end at this time. So you move a bit the hours, okay? She is approved for 56 hours a week. So far, the schedule that she has, that she used to have with the other aide that she just let go of is, let me tell you, is 8 to 5. Does it work for you?
Yes, that works.
Okay. If there's any changing on the scheduling, you just let me know. And, well, those are, like, mostly all the questions that everything I wanted to share with you. Do you have any questions so far?
No, sir, that's it.
Okay, and something important. Did you feel, during the onboarding process, did you feel, like, a form that says direct deposit?
Yes, I did.
Perfect. That's something important. Okay, so if anything, this is my number. And, well, I look forward to speak with you again. And in this case, if she doesn't have a landline, like it's a must for you to download the app, okay? I'll check in with Ms. Teresa and probably get back to you soon, okay?
Okay.
All right. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.